So good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting. We did have a committee meeting yesterday, but I did want to say again to our other board members, Happy New Year. I hope you all enjoyed any festivities that you may have with family or friends. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. However, if you want to state your comment anonymously, you may do so as well. And as a reminder to our staff joining this call, if you may please state your name and your role when presenting yourself to the board and to the public. And for our board members, if you may please state your name before giving your comments or your questions. So with that, we'll officially begin tonight's meeting. The day is Thursday, January 12th, 2023, and the time is 5:42 p.m. With that, Mr. Muhammad, if you may please call the meeting to order.
Yes, thank you. I would like to call the Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Muhammad. With that, I'll record attendance. Mr. Muhammad?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubia.
Here.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Dr. Yapano?
Not here.
Oh, thank you. Dr. Digbus? Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Sheehan?
Here.
Thank you, Mrs. Alden?
Here.
Thank you so much. Thank you to our board members. Now that we've established quorum, we'll move on next with the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the move, Covarrubias.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Muhammadov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Alden?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment. 6 minutes of translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you would like to make a public comment, you may unmute yourself now. If there are no public comments at this time, we'll move forward next with the action item, starting with 2A, recommendation regarding waiver of contingencies for the purchase of the property at 16600 Van Noen Street. This was presented yesterday at the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. I'll turn it over to Mr. Muhammadov, who chairs that committee, before we turn it over to Mr. Ontiveros. Mr. Muhammadov?
Thank you, Jennifer. Yes, this was the action item at yesterday's committee meeting. So basically, this is in regards to, as we know, a potential site for Magnolia Science Academy 2 located at 16600 Van Noven Street in Van Nuys. So the main part of this action item is release of good faith funds from our escrow, where we had deposited $400,000, so upon which this amount becomes non-refundable. And also this results us in agreeing to the term sheets provided by CLI Capital, I believe on January 10th, for the financing of the purchase. As a result, this gives the authority to the MPS superintendent and CEO and his designees to continue with the purchase of this property. So we had a thorough discussion yesterday during the committee. So I'll turn over to Patrick to give more details and go from there. Thank you.
Great. Good evening, everybody. This is Patrick Ontiveros, General Counsel and Director of Facilities. Good evening to everyone. Makan did an excellent job of summarizing the discussion and actions that we took yesterday. Just to give a little bit more color, as the board knows, we've been looking for a property for MSA2 for really long time. We had our eye on this particular property for a really long time. And when it came on the market, we jumped on it. So there were multiple bidders for the property. When the dust settles, you know, they chose us, obviously. We opened escrow. The board approved us opening escrow. We opened escrow, made a good faith deposit, and also received permission to move forward with due diligence activities, which we started immediately. We did our phase one that came back clean. We did some geotech soils examinations that for the most part came back clean. There was one area that requires some additional sampling, but it's nothing that really raises a red flag. We are in the process of starting our traffic study, which will be a part of our CUP application. So we hit the ground running, did a lot of due diligence. The only piece that was missing right before the break was the financing piece. As the board knows, we've worked with CLI Capital. They're out of Texas, and they financed the purchase of the Winnetka Avenue property for the benefit of MSA5 and the purchase of the 18242 Sherman Way property, or the JAM building. So we have a history with them. They've been really, really easy to work with, and you know, they're really straight shooters. So they, you know, they did present us with a term sheet. It was, you know, they went out of their way during our winter break to look at this more closely and meet our deadlines. So on January 10th, as McCon mentioned, we did receive the term sheet, and it was really what we expected. The terms very closely track what we had modeled out, and so made taking that term sheet and then making some tweaks to our model a lot easier. There weren't any surprises in there. So we did that, and you know, again, determined that what they presented us was substantially what we had modeled and expected. So we're really grateful for that. The closing would be an additional 45 days past the due diligence expiration date, which is tomorrow. So if the board approves, we would submit a notification to escrow and to the seller that we are waiving our contingencies. Director McCon mentioned, that amount immediately becomes non-refundable. So that is where we're at right now. In your board report, we have a section of budget implications. In that section, we produced our best estimate of a development timeline. Just to save you the time, we're projecting a February 2026 occupancy date. So that is the culmination of the CUP, getting the CUP, selling a portion of the land, and starting construction and completing construction. So that's our best estimate at this moment. And then as part of the information that we provided, we did include a draft income statement that shows what the finances look like, starting in 22-23 all the way through 26-27. I think the summary there is we do have a positive operating income each of those years. We will be paying interest on the loan. We will have soft costs that we will be responsible for as we move forward. But I think the story really is that it is financially feasible. Obviously there are a lot of assumptions that we've made. A big piece is obviously selling a portion of the land, approximately 2 acres out of the 4.3, to lower the overall cost basis in this land. So we feel confident about that. This is a rare opportunity in the valley. It's difficult to find 4.3 acres of land in this geographic area. So it's a very special property, I guess you would say. There was a lot of interest when it was on the market before we opened escrow on it. According to the seller's broker, there continues to be a lot of interest in it. And I think he's not pulling our leg. I think that in fact is true. So, I think section 6 has of the report has some really good information for the board to take a look at. At the very last page of that, we present an estimate of what we think when the dust settles, when everything has been done, what the final costs will be. We make some assumptions about the interest rate. We make some assumptions about SB 740, and we come out with a net annual rent that I think falls well within our affordability. And again, if Steve is so inclined, he's welcome to comment on that. In closing, the CLI capital term sheet is attached to the board report as Exhibit A. Exhibit B, I thought we would just remind the board of the schematic that we had put together for the property to illustrate what the final product might look like. So with that, I will pause and turn it over back to Jen.
Thank you, Mr. Ontiveros. Is there any questions or comments from members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
This is Sandra. I have a question, Alfredo. So if the CUA is over on 2024, what are we going to do with our students if the construction will be done until February of 2026?
Good evening, everyone. Alfredo Rubalcaba, CEO, Superintendent, Magnolia Public Schools. Great question, Sandra. Hopefully everyone is well. Happy New Year. So as is stated in the report, our co-location use agreement does expire June 30th, 2024. So we have reached out to the district to continue those negotiations with them to get an extension for 2 years. We started this process in December, so we're hopefully going to get an answer by, mid-January or at the end of January, because we're already there. Otherwise, there's many scenarios we could think of, but right now I think it's too early to think of those scenarios. As you recall, if we can't come to an extension with LAUSD, they would place us on 2 properties. They would keep us at Birmingham. And this is based on their last offer to us. They would keep us at Birmingham, and then they would offer a space at Francisco Sepulveda Middle School, which is about 6.6 miles. So we know that's not tenable. We know that's not what we want for our families. So we're just gonna aggressively work with the district and negotiate an extension. That's our option right now, Ms. Covarrubias.
So worst case, we're splitting our students.
Worst case, yes. Worst case would be a Prop 39 acceptance, and that would require us to definitely separate our students, which we know it's not ideal. But that would be our last resort.
Can we do anything? Like, either the board members or families of the students, I mean, to help?
Yes, definitely. When I was with David and we presented it to families, and they were super excited, just like all of us, we did say that we would bring parents in at the right time. The right time is not here yet, but it will soon come. Hopefully we don't have to go to that route, but we are, you know, we are definitely open to, you know, following up on a strategy to ensure that we don't separate our kids.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions from our board members? If no further questions from the board, the motion is for the board to approve the following actions. Just give me one second. Okay, so the motion is for the board to approve the following actions. One, the waiver of contingencies by the deadline of January 13th, 2023 for the purchase of the property located at 16600 Van Noyen Street in Van Nuys, and the release of good faith funds from escrow in the amount of $400,000, inclusive which shall be immediately non-refundable. Two, the financing of the purchase of the property pursuant to the terms and conditions set forth in that certain term sheet dated January 10th, 2023 by CLI Capital. And three, the execution by the MPS CEO and superintendent or his designees of such documents and instruments as may be necessary to undertake and complete the foregoing actions. Would a board member like to move the motion?
This is Covarrubias. I'll make the motion. I'll move it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
Seconded, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapanu?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Aldam?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. That concludes all of our items for tonight's very short meeting. Thank you all for making the time. At this moment, I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov to adjourn the meeting. The time is 5:59 p.m.
Thank you, everyone. I'd like to adjourn the Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting. Have a good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Take care.
Thanks so much, everybody. We really appreciate all your support on behalf of MSH.
You're welcome. Take care.
Have a great evening.
Bye. Good night. Bye.